We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. I forgot to mention this earlier, but all these cases where we're talking about mimers and gets and all these things flying around clearly goes only according to the opinion of the Chachamim from the first Mishnah in the fifth Perek. The first Mishnah in the fifth Perek had a machloket between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Rabban Gamliel held ein get achar get. Once you give a get, you're not going to give another get, and after there's not going to be a mimer after another mimer. But over here, we do see that we're giving multiple things. We could give two gets over here. So this is going like the Chachamim who argued on Rabban Gamliel in that first Mishnah. It says Mishnah Vav. Chalatz va'asa mimer, nasan get u'ba'al, or ba'al va'asa mimer v'nasan get v'chalatz, ein achar chalitza klum. Bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sof. So, over here, this is repetitive, only because we want to get to the end over here. But we're talking about a case we've talked about before, that if a guy gives his yavama a chalitza, and then he's going to go do something else, a mimer, or a get, or a bi'ila, nothing's going to work, because there is no such thing as anything after chalitza. Chalitza finished it, there's no more zika, there's no more relationship to the two. So a mimer or a get or a bi'ila after that is not going to work. Similarly, if he was ba'al, if he had physical relations with his yavama, and then afterwards he does a mimer or gives a get or does a chalitza, so similarly too, that isn't going to work, because once he did the bi'ah, she's his full wife. So if he goes and gives another yavama, a mimer or a get or a chalitza, doesn't work. And for his wife, she's now his full wife, so he would only have to give a get, and that would be all. And just like a normal marriage would be dissolved through a get, this too would be dissolved through a get. And bein b'tchila, bein b'emtza, bein b'sof means that chalitza works whether the chalitza is a final thing in this relationship. So if the chalitza was first, that's clear. Even if the chalitza was be'emtza, means that there was a get given first and then a chalitza, so that chalitza also finalizes things, and there is nothing after that chalitza. Also, besof, if there was a mimer first, and then a get, and then a chalitza, so that chalitza also finishes things off, and there won't be any halachic significance to the acts thereafter. But the Tanakhama, the Chachamim hold the following, v'habi'ila bizman shehi b'tchila, ein acharei aklum. Be'emtza uvesof, yesh acharei aklum. They hold, we've seen this principle in action in the previous Mishnayos, that if they had relations first, they had a bi'ah first, so then ein acharei aklum. Then that's it, she's his complete wife. If he wants to dissolve the marriage, it's a get, like a regular marriage, and if he does anything else, a mimer or a get to any of the other yavamos, then nothing doing, because it was already over. But if the bi'ah was be'emtza or be'sof, then there could be something else after it. Meaning, if there were a get first, and then was a bi'ah, or if there was a mimer, and then a get, and then a bi'ah, so then we would say there would be something after it, because once there was a get involved, we say that there is something of shuv lo yivne, there's a problem over here with the zika, and the bi'ila, the physical act, will not finalize and consummate the yibum act, and therefore there still could be a mimer given afterwards, which would need a get and would puzzle them on each other's relatives. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, achas bi'ila v'achas chalitza, bein b'tchila, bein b'emsa, bein b'sof, ein acharei aklum. Rabbi Nechemia argues, and he says no, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's a bi'ila or a chalitza, and it doesn't make a difference whether either one is in the beginning or in the middle or in the end. They're both final acts. So just like a chalitza, after you do a get and then you do a chalitza, the chalitza is final. So too, if you do a get and then a bi'ila, the bi'ila is going to be final. So he argues on the Chachamim on that point. That's the end of the fifth perek. The first Mishnah in the sixth perek, so we're in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, starts off the following. Haba al yevimto, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, Afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezida, hu mezid v'hi shogeges, hu anus v'hi lo anusa, hi anusa v'hu lo anus, echad ha'ma'are v'echad ha'gomer, kana, v'lo chalak bein bia l'bia. So over here the Mishnah is telling us that it doesn't really matter how the act of Yibum, the physical act of Yibum, gets done. This physical relation between the two people could be Bishogeg, meaning he thinks she's another woman. It still works and she becomes his wife. The Yibum is consummated. Or if it's Bemezid, Bemezid means over here that he doesn't have intention to do a mitzvah, rather he has intention to do Znus. So over there, if he has intention to do something not kosher, but he is in fact anyway doing the mitzvah of Yibum, so it still works. Whether he's being forced or whether he's doing it willfully, and even if he thinks she's another woman, so he doesn't obviously have any intention for Yibum over here, he thinks she's someone else, and she has kavana for Znus, to do something licentious, so, or the other way around, he's a mazid, he's doing it for Znus, and she's a shogegas, she thinks he's somebody else, it doesn't make a difference, it still is going to work. What if, even if he is being forced and she's not being forced, or she's being forced and he's not being forced, doesn't matter, the Yibum still works. Echad ha-ma'areh ve'echad ha-gomer means we're at different stages in the physical act. Echad ha-ma'areh, ha-ma'areh means the hachnasa, the very beginning of the physical act. And echad ha-gomer means the end of the act. It doesn't make a difference how far along they got in the act of the bia. Kana, that she becomes his wife, and this has ramifications for the nachla, for the inheritance, and that she becomes like his regular wife. So if he wants to separate and dissolve the marriage, so he has to give her a get. V'lo chalak bein bia l'bia means over here that there are two different types of physical relations. The verse in Vayikra in Perek Chaf says mishkevei isha. It says over there the lyings down, plural, of a woman. And that verse tells us that there are two ways to lie with a woman. So whether this man does the physical relations what's called kedarka, the normal way, or shalo kedarka, the not normal way, either way is still going to work for Yibum. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph.